This is Dora Smith with Siemens PLM, and I'm here with Dr. Kenny today. Dr. Kenny is president of Iowa Western Community College, so welcome, Dr. Kenny.
Thank you. Good to visit with you.
So a couple questions that we wanted to ask today. Let's start off with this program that you guys have launched, this design technology program. Tell me a little bit about how it came about, how, you know, maybe the needs of the community there drove this program to come into fruition.
Well, actually, there were several individuals in the community that started talking with us about this program and indicating that we needed to expand and include this in our curriculum. And I guess, you know, a lot of the companies were using the PLM software, and one of their major concerns is that their workforce is aging, and they're anticipating many retirements in the next 5 to 10 years, and they're concerned about being able to find well-educated, qualified people to fill those vacant positions. And so with those talks, we explored it. And then, of course, you know, it's a very expensive program, and we have resources, but we have limited resources. And so it was kind of difficult, and, you know, to just say, yes, okay, we're going to do it. And so then we began to search about how we were going to put the resources together so that we could actually start the program. And then Siemens came in as a part of that and actually helped us make contact with other industries that were using the Go PLM software. And in discussions with them, it was obvious that it was a program that was needed and that it would, you know, enroll a lot of students. And so then we started working on how to fundraise and put the money together. We had to actually renovate a pretty significant facility. And then also Siemens indicated that they would make the gift of the software. And so, you know, we began to put the pieces together a little by little that way. And then we actually were able to get representatives from the industries around here that use that software and to serve as an advisory committee to help put the curriculum together so that we would make sure that we educated the students to have the right knowledge and skills when they completed. And we also included the engineering program at Iowa State University because it was felt that the students should have an option to be able to transfer on to an engineering program and earn their bachelor's degree.
And so would you say, I mean, is this different from other programs that Iowa Western offers? Is there particular things you'd say are really, I guess, unique about it?
Well, it is unique in the fact that this is the first time that we've really put together a whole new program of studies, you know, with the support of industry to begin to make it happen. We have advisory committees for all of our career programs, but to have the advisory committee help us raise the money to be able to initiate the program, this program is unique in that regard.
So, you know, that brings us to, you mentioned a little bit about the financials and bringing these groups together. I mean, you know, this is a time when I think a lot of academic institutions are pretty strapped and cutting programs. So did people think you were crazy to put together this whole new program? What was kind of the thoughts around it when you guys came up with this idea?
Well, I think there were skeptics at the beginning because as we put together the needs of what were going to be needed for the program. We had a building that we had about 3,500 square feet that was not built out. It was just space. And, you know, the cost of that construction and then the cost of the computer hardware and then just the other startup costs for the program, we felt we really needed to raise about $1 million to be able to make that happen. And I think, you know, especially the College Board of Trustees said, well, you know, have fun and good luck. I think they were really skeptical that we'd be able to raise those dollars. And so we started having meetings with people in the community and actually with the support of Siemens, We made the announcement that this was a potential program and actually had the governor come out that day so that he could talk about how it was important to manufacturing in the state of Iowa. And as a result, we've been able to raise a little over $1.3 million for the startup costs. And so the money that we raised past what we really felt we needed, we're putting into a scholarship endowment to help students pay for their tuition in years to come.
Because, you know, it's pretty significant to hear beyond, you know, obviously what you needed for the software, and but to get, it sounded like, the contributions from just individual citizens, you know, separate from mm-hmm. the industries and the businesses, that's quite a feat.
Actually, most of the contributions came from individuals. A lot of the small businesses, like the Chevrolet dealer and furniture store and people like that, contributed to help raise the money, and their support was significant.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, we announced this program about a year ago. So you've got students now that have been enrolled in the first class. I'm curious, what's the mix of students that are signed up for the class? Is it your typical college, community college student? Is it people that maybe were displaced? Can you tell me anything about the makeup of this first class?
Most of our students are what we call traditional students that are recent high school graduates. They're young, you know, 18 years old. In this program, we actually have about a 50-50 mix of what we call adult students and traditional students. And so, and, you know, it was interesting. There were several people that were working in the manufacturing area who said, well, I want to get this training for myself so that I can continue and actually have promotion possibilities in industry. And so I think that's what attracted the adult students to it. And the young students are students that are interested in, you know, manufacturing and engineering and that sort of thing. And so that's what attracted what we call our traditional students into the program.
So recently, we heard in President Obama's State of the Union address quite an emphasis on community colleges. And, you know, one of the things he stated was that we need to give community colleges the resources they need to become really community career centers. And I guess with that thought in mind, I was just curious, in general, what kind of resources does a community college need?
One of the most difficult things for us to be able to get is space for buildings, and then startup costs for new programs, or what we call capacity building. Those dollars are difficult. Here in Iowa, we receive very little property tax support from the local region, and then about 26% of our funding comes from the state of Iowa. And the rest of it comes from student tuition. And it's very difficult to increase tuition to a point that you can afford to build buildings or renovate buildings or buy equipment to start new programs. And so that particular set of resources is very difficult for us to come by. And, you know, we've been lucky. We've been fortunate here at Iowa Western. We've been able to raise money for various projects. We had the voters about 5 years ago approve a bond issue to allow us to build some additional classroom space. But interestingly enough, we've already filled all of that space. And so we continue to have, you know, demands for more classrooms and that sort of thing. But this particular program of study, if it hadn't been for Siemens, it would have absolutely been impossible to start the program of study. Their contribution of software was the whole difference in doing it. In fact, the value of the software that they gave to the college is double what our total annual operating budget is. And so, you know, obviously that's huge.
I guess now that you've been working with Siemens for some time and been involved now in our overall Go PLM program, what's your impression of us and this academic program?
I'm very impressed with Siemens. Of course, Bill Boswell is the Siemens person that we work most closely with. And we had the opportunity to meet with Assistant Secretary of Labor Jane Oates back in the fall. Bill and I met with her, and talked about this program. And actually, our hope is that we can encourage the Department of Labor to maybe create a grant program for community colleges to apply for assistance to do this kind of thing that we've been able to do with Siemens.
So do you feel now with this program in place, do you really feel good about the ability to revitalize manufacturing in Iowa now?
Well, I think so. In fact, we've had small manufacturers that we didn't even think about as being interested in 3D manufacturing that have contacted us and inquired about how do we get our employees educated. And I'm sure that this coming class, freshman next fall, that we will have some of their employees enrolled in the program. So it's, I think, beginning to make a huge difference. We have one particular company that their president just is in total belief that this is the direction that manufacturing is headed, and for his company to be vital in the future, that they have to, you know, train their employees in the use of this kind of computer software and then actually use the software in their manufacturing process. You know, I believed what people were telling me, that this was important to manufacturing in the future. But then when we've had manufacturers become so enthusiastic about it, then obviously, it has reinforced the fact that it was the right direction and the right thing to do. You know, I think the key ingredients is for us in our particular situation, I was really very skeptical about whether we could make this happen or not. But the enthusiasm of the people in business and their assistance in designing the program and the curriculum, their assistance in the fundraising to actually get the resources needed to initiate the program were huge. And so I guess my advice would be, don't be so skeptical. If you have an important curriculum that needs to be developed and enthusiastic business and industry partners, you can make it happen.
We appreciate your time today, Dr. Kenny, and look forward to continuing to work together with you and find out more about these students as the first graduates get through the program.
That'll be fun. And then also, I'm looking forward to the National Users Group meeting that's coming in May. Bill and I and perhaps Secretary Oates are going to make a presentation to the manufacturers that will be at that meeting to talk about this program more and hopefully begin to get them and maybe other community colleges across the country interested in replicating what we've done.
Yeah, that's a great point. So that's a reminder to anyone listening to this call. If you're with an academic institution and interested in hearing more, you might want to come to our PLM Connection event in May, where they certainly will be sharing a lot more in detail. And certainly for our customers, I think it'd be good for them as well to hear about how the local manufacturers in Iowa worked with their community college to put this program together. So,
exactly, yeah. I think that'll be important.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Kenny, for your time today.